I praise and thank God for this beautiful morning time that God has given us to come in His blessed presence before His precious word. For our meditation today, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 11, verses 30 and 31. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Here the word of God says that the fruit of righteous is a tree of life. Now, as this year draws to a close, many people have a thinking that if they do good to people by helping them in their physical needs, it will help them to enter a new year with the blessings of the Lord. It is good in the eyes of the Lord to do good to our fellow brethren, but we need to remember that all that we do for their well-being is related to their physical body. But in the eyes of the Lord, the soul of a man is more precious than his perishing body. And God categorizes the person who wins souls as wise. That means God is pleased with persons who labor after the souls of other people. Look at the nature of God as to how He deals with the perishing souls. The word of God in Jude verses 14 and 15 tells us about Enoch, who prophesied unto the people of his generation that the Lord is coming with 10,000s of His saints to execute judgment upon all. The word of God clearly says, He convinced the people. He warned about the ungodly things which they had committed and the hard speeches which the ungodly have spoken against God. Many times we think that God started warning the people about the judgment of God upon their ungodly ways after He had paid the price on the cross. But the word of God clearly tells us how the Lord God used various people at different times to warn and exhort the perishing souls so that they may walk in the righteous path which God has set before them. And such people who win souls are blessed and are counted wise in the eyes of the Lord. The person who provides means for the livelihood of the poor people is considered wise in the eyes of the world, and the world honors such people. Yes, God also loves and blesses them. But more than that, the Lord God is concerned about the souls of the perishing ones. And God wants that His people, the ones who trust and obey Him, also to be concerned about the souls of others, so that they may walk in the path of the Lord. Look at the life of Abraham. He taught his generations about the ways of the Lord and how blessed he is, as the Lord God of Israel is known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look at the life of Joseph. His bones talked to the children of Israel, reminding them about the promises and the will of the Lord. And we could see how the voice of hope prepared a great servant of God called Moses. So the ultimate goal of the life of a righteous person is to bring back a wandering soul back to the path of the Lord. In the Old Testament, God did not choose the tribe of Judah, the valiant warriors, as His ministers. But God chose the tribe of the Levites, who took swords for the Lord, as His ministers, and gave them the responsibility to teach the children of Israel to keep the law of the Lord and to walk in the path of the Holy Lord. They were not given permission to do that divine work with the sword or authority, but with love and fear of the Lord and burden for these souls. We can see how Moses did that job faithfully. He was tough with the people of Israel, but he loved them more than anyone else. He lived a godly life in their midst, and thus he won them. It is the same with us. We need to win a soul through our deeds, not our words. And to walk in the path of the Lord, a person himself needs divine wisdom. And such people, the righteous ones, are recompensed in the earth. Never think that they will be recompensed with all the material blessings of this world. Jesus himself told us that if the world hated the true light, then it will never love the ones who walk in light and tell them about this path of light. The world will recompense a righteous person for walking in truth in his wicked ways. Remember, the Lord will recompense the wicked and the sinner on that great judgment day. The life of a righteous will bring forth the fruit of life for the souls around him. And so let us pray to the Lord that our life may be a blessing to many, so that they may know the true path of the Lord and receive eternal life. Let us win others and lead them to the Savior through our godly walk. Make sure that let us never win them towards us, but to the Lord, our Savior, who loved and died for each one of us. May the Lord help us for that. Let us pray. Father, we praise you and thank you for this beautiful time that you have given us. Lord, as we have entered the last week of the year, Lord, we pray, help us to value each soul and help us to labor that wandering souls may come to their Creator, come to their Savior, and enter a new year with a blessing. Help us to be a blessing for others. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. May God bless each one of us. Our Lord is coming very soon. Maranatha.